Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking at being changed from the inside out in order to enable us to walk more in the spirit than in the flesh. And one of the things God showed us was in Romans 12:2, to renew your mind. You have got to renew one's mind in order to understand the things of God and stop being so carnal in nature. And so we were looking at this, and we want to pick up where we left off yesterday, how to renew one's mind and what it means and what it entails. So let's join the service right now.
Passion Translation, listen to this. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't be squeezed into the mold of this present age, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. You know, I think a perfect person to God, our spirit is perfect, but I think in our actions, a perfect person in God's sight, perfection in God's sight is right motive. You can make a mistake and do wrong, but your motive was meaning the right thing. I think that's a perfect sight of God. God says that person's perfect. That's why David, when he sinned and did those terrible things he did, his motives were so to please God. Just he cried out, God, forgive me. I mean, he just cried out. His motive was for God and God only. And I'm telling you, God used that man mightily. So he says, yeah, don't be squeezed into the mold of this present age, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. Wow. Stop saying, well, I think. Rather say, well, the Holy Ghost said. Amen. You know, I really believe that that day, and I've said this before, and it keeps coming back to me. That day when they caught the woman in the adulterous affair, and they brought her to Jesus, and they tried to trap him, and said, the law of Moses says she must be stoned to death. We caught her in the very act, and we understand the guy wasn't there and all that, but we caught her in the very act. What do you say? If he said anything other than the law, he would have been stoned. They would have stoned him, because Moses' word said this. And I believe that Jesus went down on his knees, and he was just doodling in the sand. He was waiting to hear what the Holy Spirit said. He didn't say what he thought. He said what the Holy Spirit said. And you saw the results. When he stood up, all he said, is he without sin? Throw the first stone. Wow. I mean, wow. You know, Solomon, when the two women were crying over the child that lived and the one died, the one mother stepped on the child and the child died. And in the morning, she switched children. And they went to Solomon, the wisest man in the world, and said to him, it's my child. And she said, it's my child. And they were arguing back and forth. Solomon didn't say what he thought. He said what the Holy Spirit told him to think. Come on. You can be in the Spirit. Come on. You know? And he said, tell you what, give me a sword. Let's cut this baby in half, and each of you can have a half. And the real mother said, no, 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 she can have it. It's her son. That's not human thinking. That's not human thinking. That's the Holy Spirit thinking. We can think differently. We can act differently. We can be a completely different person. And I'm telling you, this, I love it. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. I'm telling you, if you want to live by the Holy Spirit and you start coveting the Holy Spirit to help you, God's going to be really on your case and helping you. It's an amazing thing. Amen. And listen, to change your thinking is sometimes one of the hardest things to do because we get so caught up in the way we've been brought up and we just hang on to it and hang on to it and hang on to it. But I want you to know you've got a Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus got baptized, I was telling someone, I can't remember, when Jesus got baptized, the Holy Spirit came on him. And then he went to the wilderness. And in the midst of the battle, he came out of that wilderness with the Holy Spirit still on him and power. Amen. And with power, that Holy Spirit is given unto us. And he will tell you what to think, what to say. Remember the one scripture Jesus said, when they bring you before the governors and the judges, don't think about what you're going to say.
That's right. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will give you the unction and the words to speak.
Amen.
Problem with us, if we need to set a watch upon our mouths, Lord, and keep the door of my lips, Psalm 141:3. Set a watch, Lord, upon my mouth and keep the door of my lips.
Amen.
Help me not pull off before it's in first gear. We just tend to, we need to draw back a little bit. Holy Spirit, what do you tell me? And start living according to the spiritual realm. Now it's hard because we're in this earthly fleshly suit. And boy, it just, it's so, boo, just happens. Just happens. We're going to tell them, give them a piece of our mind. And just like so many different things. That's not spiritual living. That is not spiritual living. You know, and listen, when you think about guys like Samson and Samuel, they could do the most amazing things. And David, you know, and all these people, Daniel, and because the Holy Spirit would come on them. Like, what's his name was saying? I think Jason. The Holy Spirit would come on them, but it's for a season, then he'd leave. But you see, with Jesus, the Holy Spirit came on him and stayed. And he's come with us to stay with us. And so now he should be the one ultimately directing where we go. He should be the one directing us. So if I want to get outside of my earthly craziness and my mental attitude that drives me and other people crazy, I have to renew my mind to the Word of God. Another thing we have to do is our identification with Christ Jesus has to become the center and the power of the gospel. Let me tell you what. We got to identify with Christ. We got to know who we are in Christ and what Christ has given to us and what we can do. I'm telling you, mind renewal begins with understanding your identification with Christ. Therefore, you're no longer the old man. For those that are in Christ, have become a brand new creation. You've got to identify yourself as someone brand spanking new. Because if you think you're still the same old man that did what you used to do, and you're still doing what you used to do, you haven't got your identity in place yet. And that's why the devil wants you to believe you're a loser, you're sick. He wants you to remember your old identity. He wants you to talk your old identification language. Instead of your renewed redemptive language, by renewing your mind. And so you have to get your understanding to be hooked in together with Christ. And mind renewal will begin when you start understanding your identification with Christ. Because it's only in my identification with Christ that I'm a child of God. That I'm a king's kid. That I'm a priest with a kingly anointing, with a priestly anointing. I've got all those things only in Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. But I'm alive, but not me, Christ in me. I can only start to change my natural thinking by getting my identification in Christ. I have to be born again, and then I want to be spirit-filled and pray in other tongues, and then I've got to get my identification in Christ. I renew my mind, I renew my thinking to my identity in Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so that means that some of our problems in our mind or soul are so severe, I mean so wrapped up in this stuff, in our soulish realm, that they can only be dealt with at their roots by that part of the gospel, by finding out your identity. Because you think you're an addict. You think you're sick. You think you're broke. I haven't got my identity in Christ yet. Because if I get my identity in Christ, I know I'm healed. I know I'm prosperous. Come on. I know he set the captive free. He said, I came to set the captive free. I'm no longer addicted. So I've got to get my identity in Christ. Oh, my God.
Amen.
You will never fulfill your potential that God has for your life until you identify with him.
Thank you,
ever. Never. And you will walk around in the flesh day and night. And you'll cause problems where you go. You'll make wrong deals. You'll make wrong decisions. You'll act out of emotions and feelings rather than getting to the spiritual realm. Drawing back, getting in the spirit realm. Take a minute. Let the Holy Spirit speak to and through you.
Amen.
And then let it go.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen that way. Amen. And until you identify with Jesus Christ, you will not know who you are, what you have, and what you can do. You have an identity crisis.
Amen.
You just look at a lot of people. You know they have an identity crisis. They don't know they're the healed of God. They don't know they're the protected of God. And it's not their fault. It's a fivefold fault. Because a fivefold is saying you're just a sinner saved by grace. Well, if I'm just a sinner saved by grace, then what else is there for me?
Come on, sir. Amen.
You have to learn your identity in Christ Jesus. And until you learn your identity in Christ Jesus, you're going to be lost. That's why Philemon 6 is so vitally important. Listen, Philemon 6. The communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. By acknowledging,
amen.
Ongoing acknowledging all the things in you in Christ Jesus. The Amplified says, to acknowledge every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory. Your identification with Christ Jesus is the center and the power of the gospel. Your identification with Christ is a center and the power of the gospel. There is no one, nothing ever, anywhere else that could have done what Jesus Christ did to you to get you to identify as a joint heir together with him.
Yes.
No one, nothing else could have done that. No one, nothing else could have got that. Nothing, no one. So you have to identify with Christ. And once you start identifying with Christ, you say, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. And when you want to react wrong to people, you say, but that's not me. Start seeing who you are in Christ. And if you, I'm telling you, if you think you're bad news, you just haven't seen enough of Christ. If you think you're just a loser and you're sick and you're broke, you're just not seeing Jesus.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located